The New South Wales government plans to cut funding to disability advocacy organisations by 2020. Advocacy groups are now standing together against the decision with their Stand By Me campaign. Missy Drage reports.
Disability advocacy groups in New South Wales may have to shut their doors due to funding cuts in 2020. Disability Advocacy New South Wales CEO Mark Grierson says the groups act as a voice for the disability community and can help them access other services.
Our organisation does individual advocacy, which means individuals with a disability come to us seeking help for someone to be in their corner to stand by them. If they've got a particular problem, it may be related to public transport, protecting workplace rights, dealing with cases of abuse or discrimination, or just helping them navigate the NDIS.
Funding for New South Wales Disability Advocacy Services was set to be cut from June this year as the National Disability Insurance Scheme rolls out, but the Premier backflipped on plans after the launch of the Stand By Me campaign. Advocacy groups aren't out of the woods yet, with the Premier announcing funding will only be extended until 2020. Mr. Grierson says funding for the groups was already too low.
The New South Wales government's contribution to advocacy is $13 million, and in the scheme of things, that's a very small amount of money. Governments normally talk in the billions for various things these days.
He says the workload for advocacy groups has increased by 50 to 100% since 2016. Physical Disability Council New South Wales CEO Serena Ovens says people are already missing out on services they need because of funding issues.
Looking in real terms, we would suggest that about $20 million would be a more reasonable amount and allow us to cover the gaps. Many, many organisations are having to turn people away, particularly in that sort of individual advocacy space where people need assistance, but we just don't have staff and funds to be able to fund the need out there at the moment.
Around 20% of New South Wales residents are disabled. Most advocacy groups in New South Wales receive at least 40% of their funding from the state government, but for many, the percentage is higher. Ms. Ovens says the cuts will force many advocacy services to close, leaving vulnerable members of the community without help.
In the city, some of the organisations may still have funds for other things and they may still have their doors open, but again, we will struggle to cover anywhere near the need that we see currently.
Mr. Grierson says this will have the biggest impact on rural communities.
Particularly rural and regional New South Wales will be badly affected. We'll be losing advocates and closing offices in some areas. Each one of those 7 or 8 advocates will lose, you know, help 100, 150 people a year.
There may be ways to find small amounts of alternative private funding, but Mr. Grierson says it's important advocates stay independent.
Partly that's because we need a certain level of independence from service providers and the NDIS. It makes us more able to raise questions for people when they have problems.
Ms. Ovens says advocacy groups are economically efficient.
For every dollar that the government spent on advocacy, the value of the return was $3.50, and this is an amazing return. In general, when we're looking at returns, it's rare to even get a one-for-one value return.
While some believe the new NDIS will pick up the slack, Mr. Grierson disagrees.
Because of the NDIS, people think you don't need advocacy anymore because the NDIS will do it. But the NDIS only helps 10% of people with a disability in Australia, and it wasn't designed to help more than that either. There's 90% of people in the disability community out there who can't use the service, and they need a range of support services, including advocates.
The service won't cover the gap left by advocacy groups. The NDIS offers support workers, but they can't act as advocates. The NDIS is also only able to help around 10% of the disability community. Some have suggested Ability Links as an alternative service, but Mr. Grierson says the disability community needs both groups.
Yeah, well, I think it requires both. I mean, I listened to the New South Wales parliamentary public hearings this week and someone from Ability Links was there speaking, and they indicated quite clearly they're not advocates. Their role is quite different from advocates. There is more of a case management support role.
Ms. Ovens says there's still hope for advocacy groups.
With an election coming up, there are many, many people who will vote with their feet, and, you know, we think it's really important that the New South Wales government government obviously listens to the voice of the people that vote them in and out of government.
She says there are many ways people can help.
They can visit their local MP and let them know about how important it is that advocacy is there for them. And we've got resources and tips and tools that can help them with going to their MP's office and having those conversations. And they can come whenever we might actually do something on the ground too, like having a rally or talking to government.
More information on how to help is available at standbyme.org.au or by phoning 1-800-688-31. Australians can sign the petition urging the government to reconsider the funding cuts on change.org.
That story was by Missy Drage.